法国新闻社报道，巴黎埃菲尔铁塔一层改造工程告一段落，今天一层台塔完工剪彩将如期举行。改装后的一层地板和围栏将全部是玻璃结构，设计师在离地面57米高的一层安装了巨大的观看托架，在支柱间的内侧通道上安装的玻璃地板完全给参观者一种在空中行走的感觉，听起来有点像天门山的那个玻璃栈道的感觉。AFP reports a much-anticipated facelift of the Eiffel Tower is scheduled to be unveiled Monday with a new glass floor to dizzy the millions of tourists who flock to Paris' best-known landmark every year. Its owners hope the formerly dowdy and droughty first floor will become as big as an attraction as the viewing platform on top of the 325-meter tower, the most visited paying monument in the world. Visitors will be able to look down through a solid glass floor to the 57 square meters below, with transparent and eco-friendly pavilions built around the tower's enormous central void.
Wow, people are going to walk on a glass floor when they're on the first floor of the Eiffel Tower. It's well worth visiting the Eiffel Tower in Paris. As an engineering feat, it's incredible. When you go up the Eiffel Tower, and you go up in a sort of lift up the centre of it, or I think you go up the legs, I think there are four lifts from what I remember, and just to see the size of the nuts and bolts and pieces of steel, the whole thing is so impressive and definitely worth a visit if you are going to go to Paris. Definitely go up the Eiffel Tower because it's an amazing engineering feat made by Gustave Eiffel for the Great Exposition of Paris in 85. And it was also Gustave Eiffel that made the Statue of Liberty and donated it to America. Because the Americans, they don't like to remember that actually the French helped them a lot in their revolution, but it's something that they like to gloss over, really. And it was this great gift of, in the spirit of the revolution, that Gustave Eiffel gave them the Statue of Liberty. And if you go on one of those boats on the Seine River in Paris, you can see a miniature, it's still big, but a miniature version of the Statue of Liberty just near the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Well, while the Eiffel Tower itself may be an architectural wonder, I'm not quite impressed with the glass floor project. Well, we have similar things in China.
Yeah.
Especially during the National Day holiday, we've seen many reports covering the glass floor bridge in the Tianmenshan Mountain.
Let me ask you a question. You say you're not impressed. Have you been to see the glass floor monument in the Tianmenshan Mountain?
No, not yet.
Have you been?
I'm kind of looking forward to visiting that place.
Have you been to see the glass floor in the Eiffel Tower?
That I haven't been.
Let me get this straight. So you're comparing one thing you haven't seen with another thing that you haven't seen and saying one of them is marginally better than the other.
Well, I suppose that's true if you put it that way.